Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for giving us another opportunity, Lord God, to be among the land of the living. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to be woken up this morning in our sound mind. And I thank you for this on-time word, Lord Jesus. I just ask right now that you will just guard my mouth as well as pastors on what to say and how to say it. Allow us to be words of clay, Lord Jesus, for you to mold and make and use as right now. We just ask that you touch each and every person that is tuned in and for every person that will tune in. I just ask that you give them clarity, Lord God, of your holy word. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
I am blessed, highly favored, on top and still rising.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Good.
Amen.
Good to see you this morning.
Good to see you too, my sir. Oh, we have a very good topic today, a really good one, fear versus faith. And I love the subtopic, whose report will you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into scripture, Pastor, I wanted to just give a brief definition of fear and faith. Fear is an unpleasant feeling caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. And faith is complete trust and strong belief in God and His Word. We're actually going to be coming out of Numbers. That's going to be our main scripture today. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to be able to read all of it, but I know this is a definitely familiar book for many people. This is talking about the 12 spies sent to Canaan. And I'm only going to read a few scriptures, starting with Numbers, the 13th chapter. I'm going to read 1 and 2, 27 and 28, 30 and 31. That's Numbers, the 13th chapter. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. 27. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there.
Mm-hmm.
30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. 31. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Pastor, go ahead and jump right on in there about the, it's amazing. Sometimes we think the majority is always the one. There was 12 that were sent, and we know two, which was Joshua and Caleb, they came back with a different report than the 10. Go ahead and elaborate on that, Pastor.
Well, it comes back down to every individual knowing what they have inside of them when it comes down to God personally.
Mm.
Here is the children of Israel that was freed from Egypt with a mighty hand from God.
Yes.
With a great hand, you know, freed the people from Pharaoh, you know, at the hands of Moses, and when they get into the wilderness, you know, we still see so many different types of miracles with
yeah.
the feeding of the manna and the cloud that would lead them in the daytime and the fire that would lead them at night. There were so many enemies that was conquered. You understand,
yes.
inside of, in the wilderness on their journey to the promised land that God has promised.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, we allow things that we see to get in the way of who God is.
Mm.
And there's a struggle that sometimes we may have. Sometimes with moving forward.
Yes, that's good.
We have an enemy that wants to stop us and get in our way and cause distractions that is simply to stop us from moving. And he's always going to use fear tactics. He's always going to cause you to rely back to what's natural when it's always going to take something supernatural.
That's, you know what, that's good. And I wanted to say that the report of the spies was actually factual. The land was fruitful. The people were strong. The cities were walled and very great.
Mm-hmm.
And the giants dwelt in the land, but they left God out.
That's it.
Only Joshua and Caleb had faith, and in Hebrews 3:19 it speaks about it as well. But that's the one thing that I was thinking, you know, all those reports that came back were true, and Caleb and Joshua didn't deny it, but Caleb and Joshua kept God. God is the one who told Moses to go and send forth, and I always believe if God makes provision, he also provides vision, but it's those of us that doubt what God has said, and like you said, we become a slave to fear because we don't move forward. We just want to stay right where we are.
Yeah, and if I may,
yes, sir.
You know, another thing that's awesome is God promised them a land that would be flowing with milk and honey.
Jesus,
He didn't give all the other information about
no.
the people. They wasn't moving on that.
Mm-mm.
So it comes back down to, you know, all the other things. Was it true what God said?
That's right.
So when the spies were sent in, they really wasn't sent in to bring back a report to really scare the people about what was there.
That's right.
You know, it was to confirm what God said.
They've already spoken.
You know, already
yes.
spoken.
Yes.
So that's, you know, so the annex and all of the different issues that they would have to do, that was God's problem.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? My thing was to see, is this land really flowing with milk and honey?
Man, it
like
is.
God said,
yes.
it is.
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? So he never lied about what he said.
That's right.
But sometimes we say, but God, you didn't tell me about this. But well, that's because God didn't want you to worry about that.
And you know what else, Pastor? It requires trust.
Amen.
Oftentimes, God don't tell us everything because how much is our trust and our faith in him? Do we really believe that he's God?
Amen.
You know, we come to a place where we say, oh, that ain't nothing but confirmation. But so what will come to pass is what God has already spoken to you. But God never said how you're going to have to obtain it, how you're going to have to get it. But the thing is, we start coming in our own minds trying to figure it out ourselves instead of going back to the same God who promised it to us to say, God, how do you want me to possess it?
And if we could just remember the songs we sing, you know, I don't feel nowhere's tied.
All right.
I come too far from where I started from.
Yes.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Come on.
But I don't believe
he brought me this far to leave me.
To leave me.
Mm.
So if God got me to this point.
Yes.
You see, I don't have to really worry about the things that, you know, that might seem for me naturally so.
Yes.
Too hard for me to get over. So I'm not going to allow my fear of what I don't understand God is doing to get in the way of what he said and what he promised.
That's right. And you know what, Pastor, I wanted to, you know, sometimes when we're tearing down strongholds, we just look at fear in itself. But fear got a lot of family members that are connected to it. Fear also, it also has family members as well as, you know, behaviors, I guess is the right word to use, disbelief, worry, anxiety, doubt, bondage, torture in your own mind. And I believe living in constant fear because you refuse to move on and trust God, is that sin, Pastor?
It is a consequence of sin.
Mm.
You know, when you look at go back to the garden.
Yes.
You know, there's two states that is explained in the book of Genesis when man, before sin came into the world.
Yes.
You know, he says that man was naked and was unaware.
Yes.
In other words, there was no shame when he was in a right relationship with God. But after man sinned.
Yes.
And then if you know, in Genesis 3, you know, he says, I heard the sound of you in the garden when God came down, remember? And then he said, what did he say? He said, I was afraid because I was naked.
Jesus.
So I hid myself.
Yes.
And then that's when God said, well, who told you that you was naked? And he knew right away that man had sinned. So actually, you know, we expose ourselves when we are not in right relationship with God. And when you do that, you just take on the weight of everything.
Yes.
The things that God has in his hands so that you can be free to live in liberty and to be light.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says lay aside every weight
and
the sin
yes.
that so easily besets us because sin, what it does, the natural consequence of it, it weighs us down with worry.
And you know what, Pastor, you are so right because excuse me, I know just earlier this week I was allowing excuse me, the enemy to worry me down and things that one are out of my reach. You know, one thing about God, whatever he speaks, it will come to pass. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, fancy needs to be done, and God don't need us to worry about something that he's already taken care of. And the enemy will try to come back and bring to how's that going to happen? What are you doing? What's going on here? And then before you know it, you start allowing yourself to replay something that's really non-relevant, but you make it believe. You act as if it's got more power than what God has already spoken. And I believe that's what happens to a lot of believers. They are being robbed of fear. They are being robbed of, you know, God can't use me. The devil will make you constantly remember your past, where you come from. You know, he will remind you of how far how far off you are. He'll continue on trying to. And so before you know it, you get busy, buried under Satan's yoke, to the point where you allow yourself to entertain the thoughts of the devil opposed to the thoughts of God. And I had to literally shake myself loose because I realized that faith is something you don't see. Faith is, I just believe God. If I may, Pastor, you know, when God had spoken and told us to go look for a building, I remember you was like, babe, you know, when we were initially starting off in the hotel, but I know what God had spoken, the same way he spoken to Moses and already told him what was going to be. Now, on paper, it looks undoable for us to do. We just started ministry. But by faith, God had already made it. He just wanted to see if we were going to trust him and believe him. And so the end result is exactly what he said. Go out and possess the land. Go out and get the building. I already have it for you. You don't have to worry about the in-betweens. It's the same thing with our walk with him. God is telling us to step out on faith. Just trust and believe me. But we're so busy looking to the left and to the right. You know, the illustrations I wanted to think about was the storm. What do you think about those two that were used?
Are you talking about the storms in which, in far as when Jesus was with his disciples?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, there are two different accounts.
Come on.
That the Bible talks about those storms. You know, the first one being in Matthew, the 8th chapter. You know, when he talks about him entering into a ship and his disciples followed him.
Yes.
And behold, there was a great tempest in the sea. And so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. In this account, Jesus was with them on the ship. See, sometimes, you know, we have to, you know, wait. You know, when you was talking earlier, you was pointing to your mind.
Yes.
You were pointing to your head about
yes.
the things that we struggle with because
yes.
that's where the battle is at.
Yes.
That's where we're weighted down.
Yes.
That's where fear, where we deal with fear and faith. We deal with that
mind. In
the spirit of our mind.
Yes.
And in the spirit of our mind, that's where the struggle is at. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants to take your mind. And he wants to have you focused on anything besides focusing on Jesus. Because like you said, faith is in what God can do.
That's right.
It's not about what I could do.
None.
It's not about what people are saying.
That's right.
It is strictly about me being able to hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing
yes.
and hearing by the word of God. In this illustration, Jesus was with them on the boat.
Yes, he was.
He is with us on the inside. You see what I'm saying? So we are dealing with Jesus living on the inside of us and what we do. Well, when this storm came, this tempest, and was knocking the boat over, Jesus was inside sleep.
Jesus.
He was on the boat asleep. So they did not recognize. So a lot of times we have this earthen this treasure on the inside in these earthen vessels, and we don't know what we have.
Don't even recognize.
So we have a lot of Christians that really don't recognize and know the true power of God.
And you know, Pastor, I love that what you said. So many Christians do not recognize. I know so many people who, if I can just be real, they have their own money, they have their own intellect, so God never is really a factor. It's all about what you are doing.
Right.
But when you ain't got nothing and all you have is faith, all you can do is trust and believe. I know what it looks like in the natural, but I know what God already said he's working out in the spirit. When you can just operate and walk and trust and believe in that, I just believe God at his word. If God tells me, Kalisha, I need you to, you and Pastor, to pack up your whole house right now and put it in storage, Pastor, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
Just like he told us to pack up and leave PA and come to San Antonio. We didn't know what we was doing. My faith in God is to just believe. If he says, Kalisha, this time next year, you're going to have a child, I believe it. Amen. I believe it before I even conceive it, that it's already, whatever God speaks over my life, I just believe it. If he tells me I'm going to be rich at the end of the year, I believe it.
Amen.
And that's the thing about faith. I just believe what God says. His word cannot lie. His word will not return back void. So it doesn't matter what it looks like with my natural eyes. It's what God has already spoken to my spirit man.
Amen.
And that's what I believe, and that's what I trust. And I noticed that a lot of people that fear, they get into a deep depression because they allow themselves to think about how they're going to do it, opposed to how God already said it's going to be done.
Amen.
If God said you are healed, why do you keep believing man's report? If God said you are healed, if God has spoken it to you and said you are healed, why are you still believing man's report? If God said that you are the head and not the tail, why are you walking around so defeated with your tail between your legs? Whose report are we going to believe? Is God going to be God? Then let God be God. If we're going to trust him, 99 won't do. It requires 100%. I just trust you, God, because you are God all by yourself. And if I just may real quick, Pastor, if this God that we serve, he created the earth.
Mm-hmm.
If he created the earth and everything in it, don't he know everything that's to come?
Amen. And what's so awesome about that is, even though they may have the money, the folks that you talk about, they're still not satisfied.
Woo!
You know, you still got to go back. You know what I mean? You're still looking for the next best thing that only man can buy. But when you have the thing that only God can satisfy on the inside, that just becomes an added blessing.
Yes.
But having that fellowship with God, because he's satisfied, like he told the Samaritan woman, you know, at the well, he said, this water that you are drinking from, he said, you're going to thirst for this water again. But the water that I am going to give
you
is going to be flowing in you and coming out of you, flowing into everlasting life.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So that's the kind of water I want to drink.
Yes.
That really satisfies the struggle of life in my mind, you know, to where has the things that I have, I have. I learned in whatever state I am to be content.
Come on,
if
Pastor.
I have it, I'm good. But as long as I have Jesus.
Hey.
Oh, I wish I had about two or three
Woo!
People.
Come on.
Who know what it is to really have Jesus in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
See, in the midst of the storm, the disciples
Jesus.
Had Jesus resting on the inside.
Mm.
But Jesus was asleep, which tells me that the time when you have Jesus, you don't need to let Jesus sleep.
Come on.
You know, there are times we need to be awoke with the Lord so that when we're dealing with the storms of life, you know what, we won't even be focused on the storm. But because Jesus was sleeping on the boat.
In peace.
And he was sleeping in peace.
Oh, my
peace
Lord.
Was sleep.
Yes.
I wonder how many people's peace is sleeping
Come
right
on.
Now. Because we are focused on everything. We are focused on the storm and not focused on the Jesus that's
Jesus,
living on the inside.
Jesus.
That is the problem. So when they woke Jesus, when they woke him up, Jesus, you know, Jesus looked at them and said, you know, why are y'all so afraid? Why are you fearful? And then he said, "O ye of little faith."
O ye of little faith.
Why are you fearful? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled. They still marvel, and they still don't recognize who they're dealing with. And then guess what they said? They said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
And you know, Pastor, I get excited. I just get excited about the word, but it's something about what you said about Jesus on the inside, sleeping, resting. We sometimes have our 911s in the midnight hours, and we go in panic attacks. And we want to go, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We want to battle up everything, and we want to call folks, and we want to, well, T.D. Jakes got a word for me, and we want to, you know, get. But I have a peace of God on the inside that is already ready and already knows about the storms that I'm about to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of me just getting in that peace, stepping into that peace with him, and knowing that this too shall pass, and allowing myself to rest and knowing that God at any given time can rebuke that storm that is trying to come and take me out, sometimes we go out with the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we allow the storm to overtake us because we forget who is really inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
The same God then is the same God now. And we are so busy telling our problem, telling God how big our problems are instead of telling our problems how big our God is.
Uh-huh.
We are so busy looking at what it looks like opposed to trusting and believing to what it's going to be.
That's right.
So fear takes something. It robs you. It robs you of sleep. It robs you of happiness. It robs you of joy. It robs you of life. Fear causes you to constantly look back and never be able to see what lies ahead. Fear is a constant reminder of your past and negative, and allows you to, you know, you're basically in your own shadow. You're in your own mind. You're tortured and everything, you know. But when you have faith,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what it looks like. I trust God.
That's it.
It doesn't matter what has already been. I trust God. It doesn't matter what they say. I trust God. I want you to continue to talk about me. Amen? Because the same way you tune in to listen to what thus saith the Lord to me, I want you to listen to the faith that I believe. I'm still going to have in my spirit, hallelujah, anyhow. I'm not going to get out of my character of God because I know where God has brought me from and where God is going to take me. And it is only my job and my responsibility to trust God in the midst of every single thing that tries to come our way, Pastor.
Amen. That's good.
Oh, my world.
That, you know, and that's basically what it's all about.
Ooh,
knowing
Jesus.
knowing who's on the inside of you. But you, that's one state.
Yes.
The second account.
Come on.
The second account that he gives in Matthew 14. Now, this is when you realize what's inside of you, that means that Jesus can now go to work. Because
Because first,
I think that, you know, as believers, we have to first understand who he is and what we have on the inside. And once you get that,
yes,
Jesus now can go and do what he needs to do. Because at first, he had to be real intimate with his disciples.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But he said, but if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men on to me. So once Jesus got and went off the scene, you know, he said, for a little while, I'm going to go away. Once he went away, fear came back into the disciples. The fear came back into the disciples because they did not fully understand what Jesus was saying to them while he was here naturally with
them. Come on.
But spiritually.
I'm always with you.
You see what I'm saying? I'm always with you. But now I need the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
On the inside to remind me.
Come on.
So in Matthew 14.
Yes.
You see, in that account of Jesus walking on the water, when he now at this time he constrained himself. He said, y'all go ahead on the boat and y'all go on to the other side. Remember that? So
yes.
Now at this time he wasn't with them on the boat. You see? So when the storms came,
okay,
and started rocking the boat, you see, then, you know, they looked and they seen the Spirit.
Come on.
They seen Jesus walking on water.
Yeah.
And again, they was afraid.
Mm.
they was afraid. And Jesus spoke to them and told them in the midst of the storm, he spoke to them, and he told them to not be afraid.
That's right.
So when the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went on to them, walking on the sea. And when they saw him on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. See, this thing is a spirit.
Come on.
Now we're dealing with the spiritual battles.
Oh, my word.
And they cried out for fear. But Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And that's when Peter said, you know, Lord, if it be thou, you know, bid me to come onto the waters. And Peter came onto the waters, remember?
Yes.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go see Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, when he took his eyes off of Jesus.
Yes.
When spiritually so, when we spiritually take our eyes off of God.
Come on, Pastor.
We take our eyes off of Jesus and we begin to focus on the storm.
Come on.
What happens is that fear comes back in and we get weighted down and we begin to sink. So how many of us are sinking because we are taking our eyes off the spirit of God, of who he really is, because we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
And
we're focused on everything else, worried about everything else. We done forgot about who's on the inside of us, and we forgot about who Jesus really is.
And you know what, Pastor? I like when you said about when the Spirit spoke and was basically letting them know, don't fear, it's me. How many of us can really recognize the voice of God when the Spirit is speaking? See, that's the problem. If you don't have the Holy Ghost on the inside, you can identify when the Spirit of God is speaking to you.
That's right.
And so oftentimes we say, God done gave me a word, and it's really the devil. I'm going to just be real. But we don't know this, the Spirit of God. You know what I mean, babe?
Amen, because he's a spirit too.
Yes, he is. And I'm really saying that we have to be so very careful to know what the voice of God really sounds like. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and that of a stranger they will not follow. How many of us is following strangers and not following God?
Strange voices.
Woo, Jesus. You know. And that's how come we fear so much. You know, we fear our own shadow. You know, we fear what God has said. Pastor, I don't know about you, but I made it up in my mind. I was in worship with God yesterday, and I said, you know what? I have a choice. You've given us choice. And I can either live in the past or I can move forward in the future.
That's right.
It is what God chooses to give us. But we have to have faith and trust and believe God at his word. And God ain't got to do no whole bunch of, you know, I get tired of hearing Christians, you know, well, if God's real, let the next person to come in here turn around and stand on their head and do all that. God ain't no circus. You know what I mean? God, just trust him at his word.
Amen.
You know, I just believe you at your word, God. What you have spoken is what I just believe. And I wait patiently and be still until you allow it to come to pass.
Praise the Lord.
Whose report will you believe, man's or God's?
I'm going to deal with God myself.
All right, Pastor.
I'm going to deal with God's report. So I guess what I hear you saying in a nutshell is that with this choice that we have, it really means going against the norm.
Unorthodox.
We are going against the norm.
That's what
with
we
God,
do.
We go against the norm.
Yes.
It's not the natural things. It's not what it looks like.
That's right.
But it is what God says, what always exceeds what it looks like, requiring us to have faith.
Yes.
To believe. If you know, we who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Come on.
And what I'm getting from this lesson on today is that we have to apply ourselves to really connect with God spiritually, and we have to recognize what is on the inside of us so that we can be able to weather the storms.
That's right.
And continue to move on and do what God has called us to do.
Amen. Beautifully said. Nothing else needs to be said but amen. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. It has been a complete honor to be able to bring the word fear versus faith. Whose report will you believe? I would like to give a word of, if everyone just keep Pastor and his family in prayer.
Yes.
He just actually lost an uncle, Uncle Abe. And I just ask that everyone just pray strength and comfort over the family as they make arrangements and so forth for his homecoming.
Amen.
And I just thank you all for tuning in. I am your host, Evangelist White.
Pastor White.
And if God says the same, we will be on again next week, same time. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. Kick fear out and hold on to faith.
Praise
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.